Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, April the 20th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you can find on my Podbean page, to the left, under the heading Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, let's have a look at today's show. I start off with what I call an epic rant. It's clear that the plan from the beginning was to allow this virus to run wild in high-profile places like New York and Italy, to create fear. You know, you have the out-and-out fear-mongering of Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates, who made a media tour threatening the public that businesses may not reopen for 6 months or a year or until and unless governments purchase their conveniently patented Big Pharma vaccination. So a lot to say about that, and we shall start the show with a bang. Well, in 2019, 75% of all expenditures went to social welfare and interest on the debt, and that was before the shutdown of the economy due to COVID-19. So I estimate that unemployment will jump to 20% or more over the next quarter. It's a fearful situation to be in, and frankly, one we need to face and understand. So that comes next. Then I thought I would give you some comparisons between recent viruses that we have seen since the beginning of the century to see how the current coronavirus compares. So it's rather interesting to see some of the figures and some of the effects of the different ones we've had so far. Then my bad news Boeing segment. I have some recent statistics to share with you. Then I talk about why, or rather wonder why, the airlines always seem to get to the front of the line when the government starts handing out money. You know, why do they get the money and other travel companies don't? I mean, doesn't make sense to me. Anyway, we'll have a quick look at that. Then we're going to talk about monetizing deficit spending and the difference before and after 1913. It's an interesting subject, not something that you see very much in the mainstream press, because they don't like to emphasize that their patrons get so much money from the government and get to decide all these different things. Anyway, we finish with what I call the Fed's delusions. Unfortunately, their instincts are always corrupted by self-interest and delusion. They've preyed upon the public's fears, they've taken control of the economy, and basically put it on a war footing. And they're paying for it all with printing press money. So that's the show for today, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's interesting. I hope some of you will like to know more. And for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows and I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So feel free, select any of the free shows, any 3 shows of the free shows from the archives. And if you don't have a preference, I strongly recommend the latest 3 shows because I do talk a lot about current affairs and the recent current affairs will be more fresh in your mind, so you'll be able to make a more lively decision as to whether you like my show. That's it then. I will conclude by giving you my contact information, starting with my email address, which, by the way, is on the Podbean page at the top, but you might like to write it down. Anyway, it's rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, my name, and the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. And, of course, I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, which I'd like to fill in from time to time when the mood takes me. The Facebook is an amalgam of areas which are too short for inclusion in the show, and the Twitter page is the one-liners. So take your pick, do consult them frequently, and hopefully you'll get something out of them. They're free. They don't belong as part of the actual package. My Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall. That's all one word, no punctuation, no spaces, lowercase, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter page is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Same thing, no spaces, all lowercase, no punctuation, RM Wake Up Call. That's Richard Martin. RM Wake Up Call. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, listen, it remains for me to wish you a wonderful week ahead. This is Richard Martin of the Wake Up Call, back at you again on Friday with another synopsis. So until then, take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.